Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALIA, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI. Well, I love it when my Facebook and Twitter fans and followers and friends and BFFs bring me medical headlines. Apparently, this one medical headline has been circulating. It stems back from 2014, where scientists say that smelling farts could prevent cancer. With my household, I should be cancer-free, you would think, for, like, you know, centuries. But we will talk about that. Thank you, guys. Boy, yeah, I love how you guys are doing more than the Dr. Dahlia News Team. I'm about to fire the Dr. Dahlia News Team for not finding me headlines such as that. We got Harrison Ford, who is doing okay. He's a little battered after he had crash-landed his World War II plane. Gorgeous plane, by the way. He's got tons of amazing collections without any casualties. He's a phenomenal pilot. We'll tell you how he's doing and what's going on with that. Then, I guess, when do men binge drink? All right? Is it when they're at the most? When they're 18? When they're 12? When they're in their 40s? Usually 25. By age 25, men are at their peak with their binge drinking. And then it starts to tail off in the 30s. So when you look at Dad going, wait a second, you know, when did Dad stop drinking? Dad's all old. I'm still cool and young. You're going to be just like Dad because you're going to want to cut back also. Doctors are starting to agree that maybe we need to spread out the vaccines. Okay, maybe we're doing too many vaccines at once, and we're starting to see some doctors come out saying, well, you know, fix your radios, people. Guys, are your radios malfunctioning? Okay, because you completely missed that whole sentence I said there. All right, so we're going to talk about that. I know y'all want the fart story. That's not coming up yet. Wait a second, I got other medical news. Now, they say if you drink one glass of wine, it improves your looks. So if I want to look sexy, right, and, you know, have a guy hit on me, it's hard because I haven't dated in 18-some years because I've been married to my husband. But if he ever dumped me and I was back on the dating scene, one glass of wine would make me look pretty, all right, but not two. So we'll talk about that. A lot of alcohol in today's. Let me see. La, la, la. Last Ebola patient in Liberia has been discharged. Well, nobody wants to say anything and jinx anything, but there is a possibility. There is a possibility that Liberia will be free of Ebola. This is going to be very, very exciting as we try to put an end to this very, very horrible outbreak. And then, you know, we look at men, we look at women, and they say that men are actually the narcissists of the two partial species. So, apparently women have trouble breaking through the corporate glass ceiling. Why? Because they're not narcissistic enough. So we women have to run around like we're all that. Oh yeah, I tried that. People were like, little girl, please, take you, your Spanx, and your boobs out of here. And I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? Look, I can do what a man can do. But they say men's narcissism is what gets them ahead. All right, so as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCTOR-DALIA, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI. Actor Harrison Ford says he was banged up, or from what we report from his son, banged up. He had been hospitalized yesterday after a 1940s aircraft he was piloting crashed during a forced landing on a golf course. He was flying a World War II vintage plane. And unfortunately, there was engine trouble upon takeoff. He had no other choice but to make an emergency landing, according to Ina Tresiokas, who they are not explaining who that is. I wonder if that's part of the Department of Transportation. I'll have to find out. Anyway, he had no other choice but to make an emergency landing, which he did safely. He was banged up and is in the hospital receiving medical care. The injuries sustained are not life-threatening, and he is expected to make a full recovery. Yeehaw! Ben Ford, his son, says dad is okay, battered, but okay. He is every bit the man you would think he is. He is an incredibly strong man and sexy, might I add. I think he's so sexy. I love Harrison Ford. Mm. Los Angeles Fire Department Chief Patrick Butler, who would not identify Ford as the patient, said the pilot suffered moderate trauma, was alert and conscious when he was taken to the hospital. He said the pilot, the only person on board, was in fair to moderate condition. So he was in a two-seat, single-engine 1942 military trainer that went down on the Penmore Golf Course near Santa Monica Airport. They've been talking about for years closing the Santa Monica Airport. Just, I think the question is, the airport might have been there before the houses were built. I think a lot of the neighbors around Santa Monica Airport have been asking for the airport to close. But if the airport was there first, that's kind of sometimes puts a monkey wrench in that. I mean, for him, apparently he clipped a treetop. He tried to glide back to the airport. It did land on its belly. Landing gear collapsed underneath, left wing touching the ground. Didn't hurt anybody. And, you know, he landed on a golf course. There were doctors on the golf course. So what a great place to land. See, I don't know. See, I don't golf. I never, because it's expensive. It costs a lot of money to golf. I mean, see, the older doctors, the older time doctors, those are the guys that make the money. Us newer doctors, no, we don't make that kind of money. I mean, I will goofy golf. Maybe I'll go bowling occasionally, but I don't have the money to really, really golf. So, anyway, that's where he landed, so doctors ran over. I would have totally run over. I'd been like, hey, I'd be like, you need mouth to mouth? Santa Monica Airport's a small facility with a one runway. It was built in 1919, and now it's in the backyard of a very dense beach community. Lots of complaints, and neighbors are upset. And the National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA said that the plane did not have a flight data recorder. I guess it's an older plane. People were asking if the Millennium Falcon was okay. Harrison Ford was not piloting the Millennium Falcon. All right, but you know he's flown helicopters and has had crash landings before. He's a tough cookie, so I'm glad he's okay. And I'm glad nobody else was hurt. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back. Smelling your farts will save your life. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The free Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Weird science it is. Smelling farts to prevent cancer. That is weird. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know you have plenty of other choices out there, and we really do appreciate that you pick our show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what's circulating in the media is an actual old study, okay? It's an old study that came out about maybe 8 months ago, where scientists found that smelling farts could possibly help cure cancer, all right? I guess Dr. Mark Wood said in a university release, although hydrogen sulfide gas produced when bacteria breaks down food is well known as a pungent, foul-smelling gas in rotten eggs and flatulence, it is naturally produced in the body and could in fact be a healthcare hero, with significant implication for future therapies for a variety of diseases. Now, they were like, what? Why? Where's the science behind this? Well, Professor Matt Whiteman of the University of Exeter Medical School said, we have exploited the natural process by making a compound called AP39. AP39 slowly delivers very small amounts of this gas specifically to the mitochondria. Now remember, the mitochondria is like the powerhouse, the energy center of the cell. Our results indicate that if stressed cells are treated with the AP39, mitochondria are protected and cells stay alive. So, with this article became a social media frenzy that we are supposed to smell our farts. Well, then we had scientists going, hold on. Okay, hold on. In NBC News, all right, you had a con, you know, you had the pro and then you had the con, or the for or the against. And now they're saying, wait a second here, okay? Scientists have made no such claims. But nearly a dozen news outlets cannot resist extrapolating from a University of Exeter press release that rotten egg gas holds the key to healthcare therapy. So, they talk again about how this AP39 in lab experiments would deliver small amounts of hydrogen sulfide to mitochondria. And when that hydrogen sulfide got into the mitochondria like it needed to be, it helped keep the mitochondria working. If not, the cells would die and lose the ability to regulate survival and control inflammation. So if the cells stay alive, then they don't die off due to cancer or other types of diseases. Okay? So what they did is research. They looked into the regulatory role of the hydrogen sulfide. I know you guys thought I was just going to be making farting sounds, but no. We're talking medical. This is a medical headline, okay? No joke. Research into the regulatory role of hydrogen sulfide, they said it's only confined to cells grown in petri dishes and in mice. But Dr. Sasaba Sabo, a professor of anesthesiology at the University of Texas in Galveston, told NBC News it would be a real tragedy if social media turned it into one. Sasabo has collaborated with the University of Exeter researchers and conducted experiments on his own. Honestly, if there's money in a fart study, please let me write up what goes on in my household. All right? Because I definitely could provide, probably years and years and volumes of research. Wax et al. Hydrogen sulfide regulates vascular function, inflammatory processes, neurotransmission in the brain, and many different things. If you incubate cancer cells in the laboratory with the hydrogen sulfide, or a compound that produces hydrogen sulfide, like that, you can do two things. At low concentrations, you could stimulate the cells. At higher concentrations, you could kill the cells. That's kind of true of a fart. You know, somebody does a little fart, you're like, wait, what? Wee. Someone does a big fart, you're floored. You know? I remember my little boys and their little babies and little... Was that a little fartsy? Was that a little fartsy? But the dog, oh my gosh, it's on my teeth. In fact, when the dog farts, I could feel it along my lung lining. My alveoli is getting coated with the mucus of it. It's so disgusting, I can't handle it. They say complicating matters is research to show that some cancer cells, like colon or ovarian cancer, produce large amounts of hydrogen sulfide themselves to help survive and grow. So, according to Dr. Sasabo, quote, none of the research says you should go and inhale farts. Now, some of you are like, if farts aren't good for you, can never be bad for you. Well, you know, I went and researched. We covered farts a lot on the show because apparently it's something that, you know, is on the mind of most of my listeners. All right? And so there's a website which is very, very informative called the fartsfacts.com. Fartsfacts.com. And they very, very chemically broke down into different components. 59% nitrogen, 21% hydrogen, 9% carbon dioxide, 7% methane, 4% oxygen, 1% hydrogen sulfide. The hydrogen sulfide, which is a very, very tiny part, is the part that makes it really stink. Now, a lot of you are like, well, you know, can I light my farts on fire? Oxygen. Okay, or methane, you technically can, But it's a very mixed, it's not like pure, if it was pure oxygen, you'd like blow up your rectum. So still, doctors will not, just because we have no idea how much composition of oxygen you could have, and we don't like any flames near any oxygen, doctors will usually take the stand to not light your farts on fire. Remember, E. coli, which is one of the most common bacteria, usually produces a lot of the air byproducts, okay? And they say farts can reach the speed of 10 feet per second. And that is about 3.05 meters per second. Some of them can be very, very fast. Some of them can be very, very slow. I'm not sure how they measured that, but I'm sure the same way that they measure a baseball pitch. They say one person can produce about 0.5 liters of farts a day, which is about 0.13 gallons. I think that is a very, very exaggerated underestimation. Men and women will fart equally. All right. So, according to Fart Facts, if a woman says, "I don't fart," she's lying. The average person, they say, farts 14 times a day. Again, I think that's an average underestimation. Many of you guys do that waking up. A lot of you have asked me, why do you fart when you wake up in the morning? Well, because you were still a lot when you sleep. And then all of a sudden you move and the energy goes and your body's like, all right, well, I guess now I got to get ready to poop because, you know, he or she is finally up. And then you start to let out a lot of air. But morning farts are very, very common. In fact, I've probably done about 8 of them just being on air this morning. They say most farts take place at night while sleeping. I don't know about that. A lot of you guys hold it in. Night farting or sleep farting is very, very common. It really worries a lot of young people who are dating, you know, people for the first time because they don't want to do that. First of all, you shouldn't be spending the night with them if you don't have the type of relationship where you guys could fart in front of each other. Never understood that. You know, people are having sex. They're doing Lord knows what to each other, you know, but they're worried about a fart, really? Let me see here. They say the most farting producing animals are termites. Did you know that? Then are the camels, zebras, sheep, cows, elephants, dogs like the Labradors. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. My dog. And then humans. All right, let me see what else we have. Herring will use farts to communicate with each other. They say fart of the maggots, they say it says a similar effect to antibiotics. I don't know about that, all right? I know we use maggots. We've used maggots a lot in medicine. Maggots would kind of, you know, chew off the dead skin. And I have no idea, though, if a maggot farting would also help with the debridement process or help regenerate the cells. Anyway. Fart, the chemical part of the fart that makes it stink is really, really small. So 99% of the fart is okay. So if they could get rid of that little 1% part that stinks, farts really wouldn't stink. You cannot eat something to make the fart smell better, but you could eat something to make the fart smell worse. Okay? There's an Indian tribe, they say, in South America, I cannot confirm this, called the Yanomami, and they use farting as a greeting. And they say if you fart consistently for 6 years and 9 months, that gas is enough to create the energy of an atomic bomb. I will not verify that. Scuba divers cannot pass gas at depths of 33 feet or below. My husband's a scuba diver. I'm getting trained. I'm going to ask him if that's true. Let me see. In ancient Japan, they said there were public contests to see who could fart the loudest and the longest. My family would win. The female southern pine beetle farts a pheromone called frontalin, and it's supposed to attract a mate. Huh. And it could also gather a call to the rest of the species. Wow. Says the average person spends 3 years of his life on the toilet. Thank you, fartfacts.com. Not sure how scientifically sound they were, but it was very entertaining. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. They say women take longer to reach the hospital after having a heart attack and then, unfortunately, are more likely to die. Okay, why are women taking so much longer? I mean, I know for me, I always get nervous that if anything were to happen and, you know, I wasn't, you know, wearing a bra or, you know, I didn't have my makeup on or my hair done, I would want to make sure I look good. I mean, have you seen the paramedics in my town? Oh, Nelly. Not to mention, I'm going to be at the hospital. You know, if God forbid you have to be at the hospital, you need to pack for a good couple days. So I've always been like, gosh, should I have my makeup always on? Should I sleep in my makeup? Should I sleep in a bra? So in case the paramedics have to come, I look sexy. Should I always have my legs shaved? And I don't. And so maybe one reason is women are like, you know what, I really need to touch up my makeup. Can you just hold on for a second here and make sure I look pretty? So that could be one of it. Researchers analyzed data from more than 7,400 heart attack patients in Europe. They found that 70% of women took longer than an hour to get to the hospital that could treat them. One of my Facebook buddies said, he said, it's because we get lost. Okay, really? No, we women do not get lost. We get lost because you guys don't let us use the GPS. You want to just, you know, wing it. Only 30% of men with the heart attack symptoms took that long. The time to the hospital ranged from as few as 5 minutes to as long as 3 days. Listen, if my hairdresser and stylist does not have an opening, okay, I'm going nowhere. I don't care what's going on. Remember, a lot of people know who I am. I gotta look good in the hospital. A major reason they say women who took longer to receive care was they waited longer than men to call emergency medical services. Women waited an average of 1 hour to call for help versus 45 minutes for men. See, here's my problem, too. I think another thing we women do is, you know, we call our moms, we call our friends. See, I mean, and here's the thing. If I, God forbid, had to go to the hospital, I would want to make sure the kids are taken care of. The kids are going to school. Make sure everything's okay at the office. So if I'm like, you know what, before the paramedics come and I can't make all these calls, let me start organizing things now. I'd probably try to find one of those grocery places that'll do the grocery deliveries, call my mom, go, you know what, I'm going to be gone for a couple days. Well, by the way, while I have you on the phone, blah, 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 your brother did this. Like, really? Okay, so by the time I get done talking to my mom, talking to my BFFs, posting on Facebook what's happening, then I'm like, okay, now I'm ready to call the ambulance. Okay, do you know how deadly that is, people? Okay, you could call the ambulance, and then you could tweet and Instagram and selfie all you want, but call the ambulance first. Okay, men do it too. Our findings should set off an alarm for women who may not understand their personal risk of heart disease and may take more time to realize that they are having a heart attack and need urgent medical help. This was study author Dr. Rafael Bugiardini, a professor of cardiology at the University of Bologna in Italy, said in the American College of Cardiology news release. But even after calling for help, women seem to disappear somewhere in the healthcare system. Delays in receiving hospital treatment, maybe because she waited longer for help, maybe she wasn't taken, you know, to the hospitals quickly, or maybe once she's there, I don't know, she walks around the place, I don't know. But listen, ladies, come on. Okay, we can't be dying of heart disease. We gotta get our poop together. You understand that? Right? And we are twice as likely as men to die in the hospital. Why? Because we're taking you guys so long. Right? I know a lot of us don't have the same symptoms as men. Some of us, you know, in all seriousness, you know, some of us, we just don't have the same symptoms as a man would. So we don't believe we're having the heart attack. So, you know, we're getting a little bit of chest discomfort, but nothing bad like in the movies. Maybe we're a little short of breath. We're like, well, I'm a little anxious. You know, maybe our tooth hurts or jaw hurts. Maybe we have a neck ache. Maybe our shoulders ache because our husbands haven't given us a rub in a long time. And you know, so we find every excuse in the book to, or we try to justify what we're feeling. Meanwhile, it's a heart attack the whole stinking time. All right, let's see. The study also found that women were slightly less likely than men to undergo treatment to open clogged arteries. Why? Because maybe the women aren't being looked at or believed to have. Remember, believed to be having the heart attack by the doctor. Remember I told you I had a woman come in while I was dealing with gunshot wounds and heart attacks and whatnot in the hospital, in the ER. And the patient goes, you know, I'm here because I have a bladder infection. All right, I'll make it easy on you, doc. I'm like, well, great, sit here. Let me wait till I get your urine back, et cetera, et cetera. All right, fine. She had a bladder infection. I'm working on other stuff. But then as she's leaving, she's like, look, I'm nauseous. Can you give me something for the nausea? All right, because for some reason this bladder infection, she did have a bladder infection, making me nauseous. Well, it turned out, when I gave her the nausea medicine, she started to go into this tardive dyskinesia reaction with trouble breathing, and almost like a reaction to the medicine. And I'm like, something's not right here. So me and the other ER doc, we put her up on the table, did the EKG, got some cardiac enzymes. She had had a heart attack the night before. When she came in the next day, she didn't feel anything with the night before or the next day, but she thought she had a bladder infection, which she did. So, you know, even doctors could be skeptical about, really, is this really a heart attack? And so, delay of treatment. Pretty scary stuff. They say women don't have the classic signs of a heart attack, like the intense chest pain. But remember, they could be nauseous. Maybe they're throwing up. Neck pain, jaw pain, etc. Sometimes the pain could develop over hours. You know, another thing that really messes medical providers up is, you know, with a heart attack history, is people will come in saying, look, I've been having neck pain for years. You know, but over the last couple days, my neck pain is worse. All right, somebody coming in saying that versus somebody coming in going, I don't know, man, I woke up with chest pain. I got chest pain, and I've never had this before. Who do you think is going to get that EKG quicker? Sir, who's the one that's had neck pain all these for years? Yeah, I'm the one that had neck pain for years. It just kind of worse the last couple days. All right, well, you sit over here. We'll get you into neck x-ray. And you over here with the chest pain, we're going to do the EKG. Now, some of you are like, well, should I lie? You know, if I have neck pain, should I come in and say it's the chest? No, don't lie. All right, but what you guys need to do is if you have a busy ER doc or a nurse practitioner, PA, et cetera, you may want to give them, you may want to, you know, jog maybe some thoughts. Like, for example, go, you know, look, I don't think this is my typical neck pain. I've had neck pain for years, and this feels different, okay? If something feels different, and doesn't feel like your typical issue, that would prompt the doctor to do something different. Remember I told you about that case where I had a gentleman, when I worked in an urgent care, come in. I guess the nurse would always give him Demerol and Phenagan for his migraines. So she's like, I'm going to give him his Demerol and Phenagan. I'm like, no, can I talk to him first? I want to know a little bit more about this headache. And I asked him, I go, is this the same headache you always had, or is this worse? He goes, it's worse. I go, would you say this is one of the worst you've had? He goes, yes, this has to be the worst I've ever had it. Well, then I'm like, tell with that, you're getting a CAT scan. We got a CAT scan. He had a couple bleeds. I've never seen this. A bilateral subdural hematoma in the brain. We admitted him. And he had come in for his typical headache shot. So you as a medical provider, if you're listening, you need to ask, what is different about this, if it's different? And you as a patient, all right, don't say, oh, I've had it for years and try to self-diagnose. What you should do is say, you know, if it is different, it's different. Go, look, you know, I heard about heart disease and neck pain, et cetera. You know, can you make sure that this isn't the heart? An EKG is not that expensive. Okay? But get yourself checked and put some, you know, ideas into your doctor's head. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your it's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are bad to the bone. Bad, or the show is bad to the bone. I don't know. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I heard next week I'm going to be getting my review, right, from my bosses. I usually read anything I get from my bosses on air, so even if it's bad, and usually my reviews are kind of bad, so I'll let you know. Hopefully I'll still have a job next week to review that with you, but let's hope that you know, radio still keeps me going. Just well, as long as there's no cuss words, I can actually read to you the full entire letter. Okay, sometimes it's a little embarrassing, you know, what they say about me, but, you know, I think it's important for you guys to know. You know, I'm an employee too, and I, you know, still run the risk of getting fired. Not that I want you guys to try to get me fired, okay? Public opinion does matter, but, from what I understand, no, you cannot ask them to fire me. So, I'll let you know how my review looks next week. I'm sure you guys are going to find it just as fascinating as I do. All right, men are the narcissists of the species. New research can help explain why women have trouble breaking through the corporate glass ceiling because they're not narcissistic enough. Ooh-wee, I'm going to lay on the narcissism next week before my review. All right. Researchers at the University of Buffalo analyzed the findings of studies conducted over 3 decades that included more than 475,000 people, and the results showed that men scored consistently higher on narcissism. Now, narcissism, they say, is associated with various interpersonal dysfunctions, including an inability to maintain healthy long-term relationships, unethical behavior, and aggression. Study author Emily Grijalva, an assistant professor of organization and human resources in the School of Management. At the same time, narcissism is shown to boost self-esteem, emotional stability, and the tendency to emerge as a leader. By examining gender differences in narcissism, we may be able to explain gender disparities in these important outcomes. They say the widest gap between men and women was in entitlement, which suggests that men are more likely to exploit others and feel entitled to certain privileges. You know, this is interesting. You know, I look at my boys, and I would have never thought of them to be narcissistic. But it's like, you know, I'm putting food down, right, on the table. And, you know, one of them one night or one of them, they'll come up, and they'll sit down in front of that plate and just start eating. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? They're like, well, I'm eating. I go, but that's my food. You're eating my food. And they're like, well, where's my food? Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm here in the kitchen. I'm making a plate. I'm sitting down. Well, what about dinner? What, you're entitled to dinner? Yeah, Mom. No. So I noticed that my boys, I mean, they you know, they'll eat off my plate. They'll use my bathroom. I don't know. They just walk around the house feeling like it's theirs. I'm like, excuse me. Okay, this is my house. That's my wallet. That's my money. All right. So, my husband, he feels entitled to certain things. Okay, those are my boobies, but we won't go there. Anyway, all right, the widest gap between men and women, blah, 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 blah. The second largest difference between men and women was in leadership and authority. Compared to women, they said men exhibit more assertiveness and desire for power. Oh, not in my household. Oh, man, my husband cowers in fear when I'm home. I am the one that's assertive, and I am the one that gains the power. But there's no difference in the exhibitionism aspect. I am also the exhibitionist in the family. Meaning both genders are equally likely to display vanity or self-absorption. The study authors suggested that the lack of women in senior leadership roles may owe to the disparity between stereotypes of femininity and leadership. Wait a second, are they trying to tell us that the reason why we women don't have the big super-duper Rush Limbaugh roles is because we're not narcissistic enough? Okay, are you telling me it's my fault? I don't have as many affiliates as Rush Limbaugh? Or I'm not the Surgeon General because it's my fault. I'm not being an exhibitionist enough. That's a whole bunch of bullcrap. There was no evidence that either men or women have become more narcissistic since 1990. Previous research has shown that differences in personality traits like narcissism can be influenced by gender stereotypes. Yeah, I like watching Mad Men. I think I'm waiting for the next season. I don't know if it's on Netflix yet. I don't know if it's the final season. Maybe I'm waiting for the final season or I'm off by a season. I don't really remember. But, you know, back in the 60s, you know, the men ruling the office and, you know, women having their role and women trying to, shatter. My mom was one of those women who tried to, make her place in the working world and, you know, kept getting, you know, looked at like, you're a woman, you know, why are you wearing pants? Wear a skirt. Now, well, I didn't shave my legs. See, my mom. See, even my mom didn't shave her legs like I, you see, we women know. Here's the thing. I don't know exactly what it is, why some women may not have those high power positions, but I know what changed for me in medicine, and I'm proud of it, okay? I wanted to be my kid's mom. And yes, I could have worked even more hours than I was working. And I could have also taken care of the patients in the hospital, etc. But I wanted to be available for my kids. And if that makes me less successful, all right, than other doctors, so be it. Okay, that's a choice I made, and I'm proud of it. And I love my babies, and I hated the fact that I was working. I mean, I loved working in the ER and urgent care, but I hated the fact that when my baby was sick, I couldn't take off. And I felt like I wasn't being a good mom. And I'm not saying men don't go through that same struggle. Men do too. But, you know, knowing that somebody could pick up the kids and take care of the kids what's it called when you have an asset? I can't think of the word. It's right at the tip of my tongue. But it's something that a lot of us don't benefit from. And so I'm not saying I blame my kids. Oh, I blame my kids for a lot of stuff. My butt, my post-pregnancy weight. But, I made decisions with my career because of the kids. Now, what about women that don't have kids? You know, why don't they seem to succeed? I mean, you have women in very high powerful positions. CEO of Yahoo, car CEOs. I mean, you know, we still have we don't, not to the degree, we don't hold the same, in terms of amounts. But I mean, we've made some amazing progress. I don't know if I would blame it just on personality. You know, if the powers that be don't want certain people there in those ranks, then those people don't get to go in the ranks. All right. And, for me, what's helped me with a lot of my success is being a woman. You know, I would never trade my gender for anything because I believe that it was my gender that made me successful. And I think I'm successful in radio and I'm successful in medicine because I'm a woman. So the female aspect helped me. No, I'm not a CEO of a company. Of my own, like, I'm CEO of the Dr. Dahlia show, but you see how, upside down that is. But, I feel like I've succeeded. This is the life I wanted. Alright? I wanted to be in the public eye. I wanted to be in entertainment. I wanted to have a family. As far as I'm concerned, I feel very fortunate. Yes, were there a lot of opportunities I missed out on? Yes, did I feel sexual harassment, sexual discrimination? Absolutely I did. But the life I have right now, I am just so blessed with. And I feel very fortunate to the men and women who allowed me to be where I am today. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.